Our study is assessment of left ventricular function using mitral annular plain systolic excursion and its validation with conventional methods and global longitudinal strain using echocardiography in patients with coronary artery disease. The objective of this study was to evaluate the left ventricular function, which is a crucial in assessing myocardial health, with left ventricular ejection fraction serves as a key metric. For left ventricular ejection fraction measurement, two-dimensional echo is frequently used, usually with a modified Simpson's approach. Alternative methods such as mitral annular plain systolic excursion and global longitudinal strain provides more information about cardiac function. This study compares MAPC and GLS with conventional methods in an effort to determine the efficacy of these measures for assessing left ventricular ejection fraction in individuals with coronary artery disease. Materials and methods. The Government General Hospital in Guntur, Andhra Pradesh Department of Cardiology, conducted this observational and prospective study. There were 300 patients in total, 200 of whom had coronary artery disease and 100 of whom were healthy controls. The modified Simpson's technique had been employed to measure the left ventricular ejection fraction, while GLS and MAPC were used for comparison. According to baseline characteristics, there are 300 patients in total, including healthy controls and cases with ejection fraction less than 50% and ejection fraction more than 50%. For patients with ejection fraction of less than 50%, the mean EF as determined by the modified Simpson's formula was 37.79. The mean EF as determined by the MAPC was 37.95. And the mean ejection fraction as determined by the GLS was 38.74. Using the GLS, MAPC or Simpson's method to calculate EF did not vary statistically. The mean EF in patients with EF of more than 50% was 52.31 using the MAPC method and 56.24 using the Simpson's method. In conclusion, modified Simpson's method correlates well with EF calculations using GLS and MAPC, particularly in healthy individuals and those with EF of less than 50%. Nevertheless, differences were noted in patients with CAD and EF of more than 50%. In this subgroup, there was an association between MAPC and GLS. Integrating GLS and MAPC alongside traditional methods can enhance cardiac systolic function assessment, particularly in patients with CAD.